Well, there are many ways you can head around our beautiful foreshore area and inner city and see some of the sights. You can jump in the back of a car, you can perhaps get on the bus in some areas. There's one way you can do it, and that's be part of a fun run. And the new run is happening on Sunday, April the 2nd. To talk with us about that is Paul Humphreys, the event director. Good morning, Paul. Firstly, how long has the event been running? No pun intended.
Well, this year is actually the 11th year. We celebrated the 10th anniversary last year. But it's been a very long event that's been actually going for well over 30 years. We sort of took over the foreshore fun run about 11 years ago, rebranded it, redesigned it so that it came from Bar Beach and Merriweather. And it's really been going a very long time, and we've sort of rejigged it over the last 11 years.
Yeah, because there are a few different versions, aren't there? What are some of the things we can expect if we've got somebody's interest peaked this morning?
Yeah, well, when we originally started the event back in 2007, it was actually just a 10-kilometre run. It started across at Merriweather and actually ran up the hill and ended up near the harbour, and it was called the Hill to Harbour. And that happened for a fair few years, but then eventually we realised there was quite a bit of demand for some other races, and really, given the infrastructure and the closures we needed, it was very hard to run these separately. So we decided to have a half marathon, which essentially runs from the harbour to Bar Beach and then comes back. So there's a half marathon, which are a very popular event. We've got nearly 500 people entered in that event alone. That's 21.1 kilometres. And then the 10 kilometre, which starts at Bar Beach, and it runs all the way up Memorial Drive through past the hill, the suburb, the hill, through the King Edward Park, and heads back down around the beaches and breakwall onto the foreshore, down to Honeysuckle, and then finishing back at Market Street Lawns. And then there's also, just for people who want to do a bit of a shorter event, there's the 5 kilometre, which just runs along the foreshore and Honeysuckle. And then the very last event is the what we call the Hunter Off Dotting 2K for Kids, which is essentially a 2K non-timed race, but it's all just about getting kids into the getting excited about running in a large event so that they keep running.
Paul, you're kind of speaking my language now. Non-timed and 2 kilometres. That sounds a little bit more my
That's right. Well, yeah, I mean, you always want to try and encourage the children. I mean, there's a point at which kids are a bit too young to be being super competitive, but, it's quite exciting to be finishing in front of, 2,000 or 3,000 people. And if we can give them that, if we can not overexert them, but get them excited about being in these sorts of events, then they're going to keep moving, and that's really our goal for this event, and all the stuff we do is to get people moving.
Paul, I think anything that keeps kids away from just sitting in front of video games all weekend can only be a good thing. How can we get involved if we want to take part in one of those particular events?
Yeah, well, look, entries are still available. You can go online just to newrun.com.au, or if people are not able to commit just yet, they can even turn up on Saturday afternoon. We're down at Queen's Wharf doing our race kit collections for the nearly 2,000 runners that we'll have, and then Sunday morning first thing. Fair bit of technical stuff to read, so probably just best to go onto the website and have a look where each event starts. As I said, the 10K starts at Bar Beach, the half marathon 5K and 2K start near Queen's Wharf there at and our finish line is on the Market Street Lawns, which is the old railway line. So it's really a great display of, at least great use of this railway line, which is now a lovely park.
Well, finding uses for it already. And very lastly, Paul, I've got to ask, which of the events are you going to be going in, or are you too busy coordinating the event?
Well, a bit too much coordinating, but one of my crew last year actually put a pedometer on him while he was wandering around, and he actually did about 26 kilometres just walking around, doing stuff from one end of the event to the other. So, yeah, look, we'll do plenty of walking, a little bit of running, but we'll actually be mostly in the utes driving around.
Fair enough, Paul. I understand. That's Paul Humphreys from the new run. It is happening on Sunday, April 2nd. Walk, run, just take part, get out there and enjoy it. And it sounds like a great event.